been in there for half an hour. Come on. Please. I'm worried about you. Okay, thanks. Oh, no. Have you been lying in our bed this whole time? Why are all the lights off? It makes you feel better? Okay, that's fine. I won't turn them on if you like it. Just, let me get a little closer to the bed, though, because I can hardly see anything. There you are. Can I sit down next to you, please? Okay, thanks. So, are you all right? You've been in here for a while. I was getting... Wait, are you crying? I forgot that demons could cry. Oh, no, wait. Honey, don't turn away. Please, I'm sorry. That was so stupid of me to say. I didn't mean it like that. Of course demons can cry. I know you guys have feelings, too. I've seen you show so many emotions in the time we've been dating. Of course, you're allowed to be sad just like anyone else. It's just, I didn't expect it, is all. I'm sorry. Honey, please, don't cry. Okay? I'm not mad. I promise I'm not mad. I never really liked that rug anyway. I mean, I'm joking, obviously, but seriously, it is just a rug. And only one little corner got burned. Anyway, it's not that big of a deal. It was an accident. You didn't mean to lose control of your powers. And besides, you put out the flame so quickly, it was all fixed in like 30 seconds. Nothing even happened. It's my fault anyway. I was the one who asked to see you use your fire magic again. Leave it to the girl whose main hobby is dabbling in black magic to think it would be cooler to light the candles for date night with demon pyromancy instead of boring old matches. So look, if anyone should be blamed, it's me, not you. You know that, right? Can you please talk to me, baby? You seemed so upset when you walked off. I wanted to ask you to stay, but I thought maybe you just needed a couple of minutes to cool off. But it's been a while now. Please, just talk to me. I need to know you're okay. You know, I get now why you always seem so reluctant to use your magic. And I'm sorry if I made you feel like you had to try something you weren't ready for. I appreciate you saying that, but I need you to know it wasn't your fault either. Sometimes it isn't anyone's fault. Mistakes happen even when we have good intentions. Yeah, I know. I know what they say about good intentions. The road to hell and all that. Ugh, I hate that saying so much. But that's not you. You know that. I know you. You wouldn't... What did you say? Sweetie, you are not dangerous. At least... You're not any more dangerous than a human could be. I get it, okay? You're scared because you lost control and things got out of hand for a second, but that doesn't mean. Yes, okay, I could have gotten hurt, but I didn't. A lot of things could have happened, but I'm fine. See? Look at me. No marks, no burns. It's a bit of a bad hair day, but that's my broken blow dryer's fault. Seriously, I'm totally fine. The one I'm worried about right now is you. Here. Does it make you feel a tiny bit better when I rub your shoulders? Okay. I'll keep rubbing them then. Slow, gentle. I'm here with you, okay? I just want you to remember that. What if what? I didn't hear that. Sorry, could you please say it again? What if I had gotten hurt? Well, then I know you'd have done everything you could to get help for me, and I would have been fine in the end. I know you wouldn't have let anything bad happen to me. Seriously, accidents happen. That's part of life for humans and demons. Having a little accident doesn't mean you're dangerous or. Hey, you are not a monster. Look at me, okay? Look into my eyes, honey. You don't get to call yourself that, ever. You're not. You're a demon, but you will never be a monster. Because it's true, and because I'm your girlfriend, and I love you, and it hurts me to hear you talk about yourself like that. Doesn't matter. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you were born or that your father was, you know. None of us get to choose who our parents are. We only get to choose whether we become like them when we grow up. And you made that choice. You make it every day. You are not just another demon. Trust me, okay? I told you, you're not the first demon I summoned, not by a long shot, but you haven't heard half the stories I have about the others. Speaking as a girl who's been around the block with occult stuff, I know demons. I've been fascinated with them my whole life, and I still am. Not sure if you've noticed. And trust me, you aren't like most of them. You know, the first summoning incantation I ever tried conjured up a plague demon who literally tried to drown me in ants. Ugh, ants. I was pulling them out of my hair for weeks. It was horrible. And then there was that succubus who got way too handsy with her untrimmed claws. That one demon of greed that was spilling gold coins out of every orifice and trying to haggle on a good price for my organs. Ugh. I have a dozen stories like that. So, yeah, I admit, I had a pretty bad opinion of demons in the beginning, but that all changed when I summoned you. I still remember how nervous I was that first day when I performed the ritual from the Black Book and brought you to our world. I remember I was super suspicious that you weren't acting aggressive or crazy or weird. You were just quiet and almost shy, I guess. I thought for sure it was a trick to get me to let my guard down. I remember. I kept you captive like an animal with all those wards and spells, and you were so scared. You trembled when I got near you. I heard you whimpering in your cage at night when you thought I couldn't hear you. I still feel so bad for that. You know? I know I said it before, but I'm sorry. I did that to you. But then I remember how days turned into weeks, waiting for you to try to fight me, and you just didn't. Instead, you had all these questions the other demons never cared to ask. About Earth, and humans, and art, and science, and literature, and dumb 90s romantic comedies. You wanted to learn about the mortal world, not just corrupt it. You wanted to learn about me. And you smiled, too. Not in that sadistic way the others did, but earnestly. And when you laughed, it wasn't cruel or mocking. It was cute and genuine. And when you cried or seemed upset, it was real. Real. And then, you remember that day I messed up the pronunciation of a couple words of Latin and my warts failed? Oh, I was literally freaking out. I thought I was done for. Without that magic, there was nothing protecting me from you. If it had been any other demon in my workshop, I would have been dragged straight down to hell that night. But you... When you got free, you saw how scared I was, and even though you didn't know why, you didn't attack. You saw this strange woman with her books and spells who'd been holding you captive for weeks and studying you like a lab rat, and your first instinct wasn't to run or get revenge. It was to comfort her. Remember? Hey. Look at me. Let me wipe that tear away. Do you remember? Good. So do I. That's when I knew for sure what I'd suspected since I first looked into your eyes and saw that vulnerability in them. That you were special. Here, do you mind if I stroke your head? That usually helps you calm down. So. Okay. Thank you. Don't worry, I'll be careful to avoid your horns. I know they're sensitive. Here we go. There. Does that feel nice? My point is, take it from an expert in demons. You aren't like them. They're hard and coarse and vicious. You're soft and sensitive. You have a heart. You don't inspire the worst impulses in humans. You bring out the best in us. You make me laugh. You make me smile. You make me get up every day and feel so thankful you're in my life. You're so smart and sweet and thoughtful. That's why I fell in love with you. That's why I'm your girlfriend, and I hope someday you'll make me your wife. And this, what you are, it doesn't change that. Here, can I lie down next to you? I think you need someone to hold you right now. I'll be the big spoon. I know you like that. Doesn't that feel nice? Good. Just relax. Deep breaths, okay? It's okay to be sad and scared, but just try to relax now. I've got you. No, I know. You told me. You've done things you weren't proud of. Terrible things, maybe. I know. But that was before. We've all done things we weren't proud of. Humans, too. We all have sins that keep us up at night. If I sat here and listed all my mistakes, everything I regret, we'd be here until Judgment Day. You're not a monster just because you aren't a perfect angel. Those aren't the only options. The world isn't black and white. I can tell you from experience, it's painfully gray. And I know you wouldn't do that stuff over if you had the chance. I know how bad you feel about it, how it burns you up inside. I've seen you toss and turn from those awful nightmares when we're in bed together and I can't sleep. I wish I could just crawl into your dreams and make it all better. Oh, baby, you're still shivering. Just let me wrap my arms around you, okay? I want to make you feel nice, warm, and safe. Sorry, what did you say? Yeah. Maybe there are people who would say that what you've done makes you beyond saving. But there are also plenty of people who would tell me demons can never be good, and I know that's not true. Remorse counts for something in my book, whatever they say. No, I'm not sending you back to hell. That's not your home anymore. This is. If you go yourself, I can't stop you, but I'll never banish you, and that's a promise. Okay? I promise. And I'm asking you, as someone who really, really cares about you, please, don't go. I don't know what my life would be like without you. Not to sound too much like a cheesy pickup line, but for a demon, you make my life feel like the furthest thing from hell. Oh, I know, honey. I know it's hard. I know you lose control sometimes, but we can work through that. We'll practice with your powers if you want to. We'll be safe. I'm not gonna give up on you, and I'm begging you not to give up on yourself either. Feel me squeezing your chest right now. I don't ever want to let you go. Your father? Don't worry about him. If he comes up here for you, well, let's just say he'd better bring all 40 of his legions with him, because this girl's not giving up the love of her life without a fight. I don't care if he's a demon prince or not. I'll send him back to hell in a handbasket. Sorry. That line sounded way more badass in my head. I get carried away when I think about how much I love you. What can I say? But my point is, you have nothing to worry about. We're a team. No matter what. Got that? Aww. Thanks. I'm glad you think my rambling is cute sometimes. And I'm glad that you're finally smiling. For the first time since I came in here. No, don't try to hide it. It's such a perfect smile. Because it's yours. Are you feeling a little better, sweetheart? Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad. That's okay. We don't have to go back out. We can go to bed early if you want to. It's totally up to you. This counts as date night too, right? Here, let's just snuggle together for a while and enjoy each other's company. Sound like a good plan? Excellent. I like this plan too. Aw, that's really sweet, honey. Thank you for saying that. But I'm the one who's lucky. I'm so lucky to have you. I can't imagine being with anyone else. Human or demon or angel or whatever else exists on heaven or earth. I only want to be with you. That's it. That's it. Nestle in. Let me hold you. Your body heat isn't always a bad thing. It always makes cuddling you feel nice and toasty. A girl could get used to this. That's it. Just lean your head back into my chest. Close your eyes. And let it all slip away. And when you drift off, remember one thing. You're not just a demon. You're my demon.